Chazal say about Parshas Chayetzorah, Yofes Yichoson Shel Avdi Yovei, Seisu Mitarosin Shel Bonim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kinyure, is more interested in Kilu, in the Sicho of the Avdi Yovei, than the Torah of the Bonim. Because look how marif the Torah is with the story of Eliezer, the entire story twice, Bethlehem. And this Tilim Tilim Shel Halochas that I learned from the Homosechus Yivamas, a few psukim. And that's something which is lachura from the Dvar Machaburin on the Sechta Sivamis. But nevertheless, Yofes Yichosin Shalav the Ovis. And lachura the word is, that it's Godol Shimush Yosim Elimudo. That when you have the Shimush, when you see the Sikh of the Avdi Ovis, how they fear Zach, and you see the way that they live their lives, then it's putting the Torah into the practice. And that's the Shimush. By reading stories, you have Shimush. Some people, it's hard to be mishamish. Somebody told me that he once, when he was in yeshiva in America, so he went over to the yeshiva and he says, how can I get a shaykh through yeshiva? So he answered him, he says, no matter how many times they push you away, keep on coming back. A lot of people don't like keep on coming back, and everybody gets pushed away because otherwise everybody's busy. So how are you supposed to do yeshiva? You try once, you try twice, and then that's it. Falls by the wayside. Here we have a way. Here we have the way. Read stories. That's the story. There's a sefer called Gadol Shimusha. Reading stories of Gedolim, and even Akedolim, Pashat Yidden that do amazing things. There's the inin of Gadol Shimusha Yosim Elimuda, specifically in Gedolim, that they live their lives up yater. You see how the Torah is put into practice and how everything is done. Kefi Das Atero, the Mamela. It's a whole different appreciation of what Torah is all about. So the story that's brought down here, Beikar, is the story of finding a wife for Yitzchak. And Eliezer decides that he's going to make a test. It's not just any test, who's going to be the first one that comes out. The first one, it's a test that's specifically in Chesed. If you want to come into the house of Avraham Avinu, the paradigm of Chesed, the quintessential Baal Chesed that we have, then you have to be able to live up to the standard. So what was the Chesed? So maybe if we're magdir what chesed is first, then we'll appreciate what the chesed was of Rivka. The Gemara says in Sukkah that Yochol kol ha'ra'itza likfoitz kreifitz about chesed. We think that anybody that wants to do chesed, so it's anybody that does mishpat v'tzdoko, kilu milas kol ha'ra'itza chesed. Yochol kol ha'ra'itza likfoitz kreifitz. You would think, says Rashi, that anybody that wants to be kreifitz, to do chesed, Dok and Chesed will be kriyfis as Yichelus to do it. Says Talmud Leimer, Ma Yoker Chazduk Alekim. It's Yoker. It's unique. It's special. It's precious. It doesn't come by easily. So Rashi says, the way Rashi teaches it, he says, Talmud Leimer, Ma Yoker Chazduk Al Tzarich Losis Leiv VeLitroyach VeLir DeFacharel. You have to, if you want to do a proper Chesed, Tzarich Chobus V'Dayik. There's really three things here. There's Losis Leiv, is the first thing, to be attentive to what's going on, what's needed. Litroya, you have to amelus, you have to put an effort to be able to do the chesed. Vilir levachareha, and you have to be able to run after. And these are the three things that are, and we'll just speak about each one shortly to appreciate what a true ma'isa of chesed is. The first ma'isa of chesed is the first nekuda is los islev, is to be attentive, is to know what the person needs, know what the person is missing. And that's bad them. Very often they're not going to tell you what they're missing. And you have to figure it out for yourself. That's really the first nekuda of the Maisa Chesed of Rivka. Maisa Chesed of Rivka wasn't that she just gave water to Eliezer. It's that even though Eliezer only asked for water for himself, but she said that I'm going to give the water also for the Gmalim. That means something which she wasn't asked for. When somebody comes to your door and he says, can I have a cup of water because I'm so thirsty, and give him a cup of water, that be'etzim is chesed, but it's not the quintessential chesed is to figure out, even without being asked, to give more. You're just really doing something because they asked you for that thing. To give chesed is, even what they don't ask you for, you go above and beyond and you give them even what you don't ask them, what you weren't asked for. That's what the emes of chesed is. The first thing is pashut, it's almost like you shouldn't feel bad. So they asked you, so you're going to give them. But to give them even more, that's you invite them in and you ask them if they need the bathroom also, and you give them whatever it is. That is to sit them down and give them a suda, that's really, it's a whole different story. They say a story about Rav Chaim Brisker. Someone once came to him to ask him for money, for Pesach. And he says, no, he didn't. He came to ask him, he said, can be Yoytze by Leil HaSeder, Dalet Krisus with milk. So he says, no, you can't. And he gave him a very sizable donation. Somebody asked him, he said, why do you have to give so much money? To buy a few bottles of wine, what does it cost already? So he says, obviously, if he's asking me if he can be answered with milk, then obviously he doesn't have meat either. Doesn't have fleshings. So he gave him for the whole suit. That's a cook of chesed that you understood what it is without being told. The truth is that really chesed is even a lot of times the person won't tell you anything. And then you have to figure it out. If you look at the very first Vad in Chesed, in Alei Shur, he really speaks about this. He speaks about trying to understand the person without the person telling you. He says, this is going to be our Vodah for the next 2 weeks. Any person you encounter, figure out what they need. Whoa. So he writes down in the next paragraph, he says, the next Vad starts out. He says, we tried doing this past week, we thought it's a little bit harder than we expected to figure out what the person needs without even the person telling him. If the person tells you, then we're able to figure it out, but... Betzemet says, "Vaveit havitenu deima asher yechzer lo." Chazal darshin that somebody that needs money, or ani needs money, you should give him asher yechzer lo. What he's missing, afilu sus lirka velo, afilu evid loritz lefanu. That sometimes a person needs what he's missing is the Lexus. He's missing the car. In other words, this is asher that he always used to have his own car, and he had a nice car also. And now he has to sell his car, he doesn't have any money, he has to go around on public transportation. He's embarrassed. He's embarrassed every time he gets on the bus, he's embarrassed every time he gets off the bus. He just feels like a shmata. So now we hear about him, we say, that's what he's upset about. There's people that don't even have bread. And this is what this person is upset about, that he doesn't have his Lexus. You know what I'm saying? Please. But what in Dini Kedima and Chanami, if it's a person that needs bread or a person needs a Lexus, we're going to give the person that needs the bread. But be'etzem, if we have somebody that is interested in helping this person, what is it that this person is missing? You have to understand this person, what this person is missing, even though it's not missing for you. For you, you couldn't care, and for you, it doesn't make a difference if it's a 2019 Lexus or it's a 1996 jalopy. Doesn't make a difference to you. But to him, first of all, makes a difference. To him, makes a difference that the fact that he's going in a car as opposed to a few little evid lawrence the phone of. To appreciate, to be mesim lev, that's the first nakuda, to mesim lev what the person is missing, and to work and to be able to help him out. The second thing is litroyach, a tircha. Sometimes the person, it takes effort to help somebody out, either because the person himself doesn't think that he needs help, or because the person knows that he needs help, but he doesn't want to take help. So you have to figure out a way, an eitzel, to help the person out. There's a story, a well-known story about somebody that his neighbor was not so well off financially, and he always looked to try to help him out. He never wanted to take money. So one time he came up with an idea, and he tells him, he says, listen here, he says, I heard by the warehouse downtown that one of the big supermarkets got a whole shipload of tuna fish, cans of tuna fish, and they were all, must have fallen somewhere on the boat on the way over, and they all got banged up, and they're giving them away mamish for dirt cheap. I'm going for myself. Do you want me to pick up for you? So he says, yeah, sure. If you paid him a whole case, that would be great. So he says, sure, no problem. And then he went to the local supermarket, and he bought 30 cans of tuna fish, went home, gave each one of his kids hammers, and said, get to it, smash them. Smashed them up a bunch, a little bit, and then brought them over. Here they are, here the smash cans. So you've got to figure out a way to help the person out. I'm actually involved now with somebody who's trying to help somebody else out. The person doesn't want to help. Doesn't want to help a chlal, and he made whole eitzes and he printed up ki'ilu as he made up in his own organization ki'ilu that there's an organization that's helping these type of things. It's all kalimus of luxury. Nowadays, what does it take? 15 minutes on the computer and you have the whole thing printed and ready. Yeah, ki'ilu as if you made up the whole thing. The person has no idea. The person, and the most important thing is he's telling me every single time that anybody that can help him out. The most important thing is that he shouldn't know that he's doing it. That's the most important thing. Even if it's thousands and thousands of scones, if he's going to know, it's not worth anything. You can't, there's ways, you just have to figure out to do it. But sometimes it takes that tircha. Not always does it take the tircha. Sometimes it's very easy to do chesed. But sometimes it takes that tircha to figure out what it is. Figure out what it is and figure out a way to help the person. And the third thing is, lirdef acharel. You have to run after it. Sometimes it runs away. It's not just that it runs away, somebody knocks on your door, and then if you don't run to open the door, the person goes down the hall. Sometimes it's after the fact already. Somebody could have been helped. They were in a situation where had you helped them in time, they would have been okay. And now that they weren't helped in time, Rachmana Tzlan, whatever happened, somebody passed away, Rachmana Tzlan. Or someone went off the day, Rachmana Tzlan. Or somebody, it doesn't have to be so drastic. Somebody whatever it is, they could have been helped and they would have been doing better had somebody helped them in the time, and they weren't chopped in time. A lot of the collections that are made, it's after the fact. There are people that in Hanami, certainly Kiruv of Kraven, it should be Kiruv of Kraven before it turns into Kiruv of Rechekin. Right? If you're able to chop it in the beginning, nip it in the bud, then you're much better off. Rabbi Lezer Silver spoke last night in the mirror and in Beis Hashayah, and he told the story. He said he came to the mirror 52 years ago, El Zman, and he's by Rabbi Aryeh Finkel, and he's planning on going. He came from Chicago, and he's planning on going to Reb Nachum after Sukkot. After 2-3 weeks, he said that boy from Chicago with all these gedolim here in the mirror, it's just like not for me. It's not for me. I'm not the kid, sir. He says that week Rabbi Aryeh, he was basically planning on cutting his stay in the mirror and going back. That was, he says, Rabbi Aryeh came over to him. He says, he took both of my hands with his hand, and he said to him, your question that you asked, I told it over to Reb Nachum, and he had a lot of hano from it. So the whole time he's telling the story, he's holding his hands, and he's holding him, and he's telling him. He says, that was the game changer. It was a game changer, and that's why I'm here 52 years later. He says, most probably, that's why, he says, I have a tremendous encouragement to Rabbi Finkel for this, but he says, well, that's a game changer. In other words, Rabbi picked up that he needed a little bit of chizik, and he needed a little bit, and he went over to him, and he told him, and he... And that was it. That's mamish the game changer. Without him saying anything, to be able to pick it up, to look around. And a lot of times when you do look around, you'll see there is there's certainly what one could help with. And as they say, chesed begins at home. And the most chesed is the wife and children, to be able to pick up what they need. In the same way that if there's a baby and the baby cries, you have to figure out what the baby doesn't tell you what it is. You have to figure it out. It's either this or it's that or it's the other thing, whatever it is. It needs to be changing, it's food or whatever it is. But you figure it out. A lot of times when the children are older, or a wife specifically, that you don't voice exactly what it is, that they don't speak out exactly what they speak it out in female language, which is sometimes doesn't exactly jive with male understanding. And to be able to pick it up and be able to figure out what it is, certainly that's the chesed, they say. I don't know, Volba brings it down from B'Shem Ruchayim Vital, something Ruchayim Vital's grandfather, that, or is it Chidol's grandfather, Chesed Avram, that a person in Shemayim is dan in his chesed, kefi how he acted, barba kotle avai, how he acts in his own house. How does he act when no one else is seeing? That's really the chesed. And that's where the investment of chesed, the first investment of chesed is certainly there, is to understand, is to appreciate, is to pick up the nuances, is to pay attention, to realize what the child needs, to realize what the wife needs, to realize what each person needs. That's the chesed, which is my yokar chaz decho. It's yokar, it's unique, it's precious. We should be zeiche to chesed and to be malei kol ha'olam chesed, olam chesed yibonah.